The reading today comes from 1 John chapter 3, verses 19 through 24. 1 John chapter 3, let's begin reading in verse 19. John said, "And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abides in us by the Spirit which he has given us." 1 John chapter 3, verses 19 through 24, deals with a common need among Christians, and that is assurance of salvation. The whole book of 1 John is one of the best books in the Bible on this subject. It talks about knowing one is saved and how one can know that he is saved. Now, let me observe right here that this passage is a study for Christian people. This is not a lesson specifically for people who have never made the decision to believe in Jesus, to repent of their sins, to confess Jesus, and to be baptized into Christ for the remission of their sins. This is not a lesson specifically and directly for alien sinners, that is, people who have never made the decision to become Christians. Now, if you're not a Christian, you can learn from this lesson. As a matter of fact, you can see something in this lesson that oftentimes people who have never been converted have questions about. And that is, after I'm baptized, how can I know and can I know that I'm saved? So we're talking mostly here to Christian people. And we have to observe also that this is a lesson for sincere, faithful Christians. This is not a lesson for church members who are disinterested, that don't care, or that are just hypocrites. And we're talking here about a lesson that is not just for faithful Christians, but Christians who are very conscientious and perhaps overly conscientious. So much so that they sometimes feel anxious about their salvation. This is a common problem, especially in people who have been Christians for many years. Strangely, the day that they were baptized, they felt sure that their sins were washed away by the blood of Christ. But as the years go by, they begin to doubt, they begin to have regrets, and even feel guilt over sins that they have repented of and have been forgiven of. They feel insecure about their salvation. The book of 1 John is a great book for any devout Christian who feels this way. And in particular, 1 John chapter 3, beginning in verse 19, deals with this insecurity. Let's look at what he says in verse 19 again. "And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him." John says, this is how we can know and assure our hearts. How? How can we know, John? How can we have this assurance? He says, hereby. That is, by this. What is John talking about? He's talking about what he's just discussed in these verses before. In verses 11 through 18, John talks about loving the brethren. He says, "We know we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren," verse 14. He says, "A man who hates his brother is a murderer," verse 15. He says that we ought to love our brethren so much that we're willing to die for them, verse 16. And he says that if we see a brother in need and we refuse to help him, then we do not have the love of God in us. So he says in verse 18 that we don't need to just talk about loving people. We need to show it. We need to love in deed and in truth. And hereby, that is, by loving the brethren in the way and to the degree that he's just described, we can know that we're of the truth and we can assure our hearts before him. A great deal of guilt comes when we don't treat other people right, when we misjudge people, when we unjustly criticize people, when we mistreat people, when we speak bad of or to other people, when we fail to help other people. Our conscience bothers us about that. And so John says one of the main things and one of the most important things that a Christian can do to make sure that he's saved is to make sure that he's treating other people right, especially other Christian people. But the Bible says in verse 20, "For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things." Evidently here, John is saying that sometimes, even though we're living right as Christian people, we have, at times, uneasiness about our state before God. Our heart, as he says, condemns us. We have feelings of regret. We have feelings of disappointment. We have feelings of anxiety and some unnecessary and unjustified guilt. And this happens to the best of Christian people. Now, it's not always a bad thing to wonder about our salvation or to ask if we're really living right, if we truly believe God, and if we truly love God. It's good to do this at times to make sure that our heart and our life is right. Peter talked about making sure of your calling and election, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. But we're talking about the fact that sometimes sincere Christian people carry around a constant load of guilt and anxiety about their salvation. And this appears to be what John is talking about here. Now, why do Christian people who are doing what's right and really shouldn't feel anxious and insecure about their salvation, why is it that Christian people like that sometimes do feel unsure and uneasy about their salvation? Now, again, we're not talking about people here who are members of the church who deliberately and continually live in sin. Those people need to feel uneasy. They need to feel guilty, and they need to feel bad, and they need to repent. But we're talking about people who are doing the best that they can, and yet they have this uneasiness in their hearts. Why is that? Why is it that good Christian people sometimes have anxiety and insecurity about their soul? It could be because of things that they've done in the past. It could be because they've made some very bad decisions in the past, and because of their sins, they have a hard time accepting the forgiveness of God. As some people say, they believe that God forgives, but they have an even harder time forgiving themselves. That happens. Perhaps they've done things that they're ashamed of and that they have a hard time forgetting. Perhaps they're still paying some kind of consequence for those sins. But Christians who still feel guilt over things that they have done before and that they have been forgiven of by the blood of Christ need to consider a few people in the Bible. David committed adultery. David had a man murdered. And yet David was forgiven. The Bible teaches that in 2 Samuel chapters 11 and 12. And the Bible shows that David died a saved man, Hebrews chapter 11. We sometimes need to go back to the Apostle Paul, who, before he was converted, was a persecutor of the church. The Bible shows that he had Christians put into jail, beaten, and even put to death. And yet in Acts 22, verse 16, the Bible says he was told to arise and be baptized and wash away his sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Those sins included the persecuting of Christians. Was Paul forgiven of what he did to those Christian people when he was baptized? Yes. Did he forget about it? No. But Paul did not carry around with him a load of guilt about that, and he did not doubt that God had forgiven him. But this feeling that we're talking about is not unusual, even in the best of people. As a matter of fact, it's especially common in times of trial. There is something about pain and hardship that causes us to look at ourselves. And when we look at our lives and our hearts, we sometimes see or remember things that are not right. And in so doing, we're sometimes overwhelmed with a feeling of guilt. This happened back in the Old Testament, even though these men knew that their past sins had been forgiven. For instance, in Psalm 25, verse 7, David said to God, "Remember not against me the sins of my youth." David, like many of us, remembered what he had done when he was young. Because sometimes we're rash, we do foolish things that we're later ashamed of in our grown-up years, and David felt the same way about some things that he had done when he was young. And he asked God not to hold those things against him. Why would David pray that prayer? Did he not believe in the mercy of God? Did he not believe that God forgives sins? Yes, he did, but he still had that feeling. In Job chapter 13, verse 26, we find that Job thought that God was punishing him for the iniquities of his youth. So Job, as an older man, looked back to his younger years, and he still had that memory of things that he had done that he was ashamed of. And he thought, wrongly so, that God was punishing him for those things. So these men knew that God had forgiven them, but the trials they were in caused them to feel uneasy and so fearful before God that they felt bad about these sins. But if God forgave David of what he later did, if God forgave Paul of what he did, if God even forgave a king like Manasseh in 2 Chronicles chapter 33, then God can forgive Christian people today. Sometimes Christian people have uneasy feelings about their lives in general, and even about their soul, because of some health problem. Sometimes there are physical causes of anxiety and depression. And so Christians sometimes have these problems like other people. And when they do, they may feel anxious about whether they're saved. Now, reading the Bible and praying and talking to other Christians is helpful. But the Lord also said that if you're sick, you need a doctor. Matthew chapter 9, verse 12. Sometimes people mistake their feelings for their spiritual condition. They think that if they feel good, then they're all right with God. But if they feel bad, then they're not right with God. But feelings themselves don't make you saved or lost. It is what you do with those feelings, or perhaps what you do in spite of how you feel. Jesus didn't feel like dying on the cross. As a matter of fact, he had that anxiety about it and prayed to God, "Let this cup pass from me," Matthew 26, verse 39. But he overcame that feeling because he chose to overcome that feeling. And people today, especially Christians, have a will whereby they can overcome these kinds of feelings. Now, there are other reasons why Christian people sometimes feel insecure and anxious about their soul's salvation. But notice what John says in verse 20. If our heart condemn us, remember that, first of all, God is greater than our heart. God can help us to overcome this unneeded and unfounded guilt and anxiety. And number two, he says, remember that God knows all things. God knows your heart. God knows your frailty. He knows your weakness. And he also knows whether we're sincere or not. In verse 21, the Bible shows us that God doesn't want us to feel this way. God wants us to have confidence. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And verse 22, notice, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Now, this is the confidence that we need. Notice the connection between the confidence in verse 21 and asking God in prayer in verse 22. If Christians don't have that confidence, if they feel that they do not deserve to ask God anything, then they're not going to pray like they should. And notice again briefly in verses 22 through 24 that he emphasizes doing God's commandments, loving one another, believing on the name of Jesus Christ. And he says in verse 24, hereby we know that he abides in us. Notice it, by the Spirit which he has given us. The Spirit gave us his word. We have the fruit of the Spirit in the Christian life. And in this way, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Romans 8, verse 16.